Hello, you are listening to Ink and Worm on Radio Free Brooklyn. This week I am talking to physicist James Daniel Whitfield, a Harvard graduate who is now a researcher and teacher at Dartmouth University. I must admit, I was a bit discombobulated this week, so please forgive the hiccups and please enjoy this conversation I shared with James. Today my guest is a physicist. Your expertise is quantum computing and electronic structure, which I have known nothing about. So maybe you can, like, give me the 101 dumbed down version of what that is.
Yeah.
And let's start with that, actually. So, expertise.
Cool. Well, so I'll give you the high level version. You know, somebody who's not going to start working on quantum computing physics today, right? We think about this recorder, right? So the recorder is built around some technology.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how the technology works.
Nope.
Doesn't matter. You know, so you can think of computers much the same way. There's a lot of technology inside of computers, silicon, that keep getting faster and smaller, right? But there's some technical limitations to that. Those technical limitations come up because of quantum mechanics. Right? Mm. And so what we're thinking about is how to use these technical limitations, not as limitations, but rather as a way of making better computers. So what you'll see as an end user is just a faster computer.
Yeah.
And we're just thinking of different technologies for computers.
And you're the one behind the curtain, tweaking things and changing.
Yeah, we're trying
things to
think about how to use quantum mechanics to speed up computations. And in particular, simulation is one of the things I really think about. So how do you simulate a molecule? How do
that
you simulate what this wine's going to taste like or what color it's going to be?
We're drinking wine. That's good to know because books are better with alcohol.
Indeed. Good conversation.
Cheers to that. So far, so
Cheers.
Good.
So I started here at Dartmouth as assistant professor. I'm on tenure track.
Mm-hmm.
And so they give me 5 or 6 years to try and get everything together, try and present some research, try and build a research lab, a group. So I have some PhD students I'm supervising. We have a visitor coming a little bit later this summer, so she'll stay for 6 to 9 months, something like that. And so I just try and manage the research and work with other people. I gave a presentation at IBM to talk about quantum computing,
mm-hmm.
Things like this. So
would you research like manager or just
no, a researcher.
Researcher.
I mean, I'm directing
I'm
research of other people, but I'm just,
much.
But we're working together, right? So with my graduate students, it's not like I'm just like, you do this, and they go do it. Like, we have a conversation about it, ideally. I mean, that's really what the goal is, that we're going to work on this together. But I taught, I just finished my course, I got my course evaluations back. They were mostly positive, and they were about what I expected. The complaints that people had were the complaints that I had, too.
Which were?
Like, can you have it posted beforehand? I didn't have anything done beforehand. I finished everything as it was going along. And I told him that.
Mm-hmm.
That was honest. I was like, this is what I got. But, you know, it would be obviously ideal if it was completed a month in advance. And then I tried to make some adjustments throughout the course.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the adjustments I made, the students really liked. And
have
so
you,
this also gives me some idea of what to do next time.
Well, have you taught a lot before? Because you're building...
No, I taught one more course before this.
If you're building a course, there's a learning curve.
Yeah, I mean, I copied off of someone else, but, you know, even still, it's my course. I have to build it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first time I've done it, so I had to go through and make things, like notes, what reading it is, all these things. I don't know.
Yeah.
Going through whatever section I'm going through tomorrow.
Maybe we can talk more about that, how you interact with content as an instructor rather than a researcher.
So, because it's about books, right? So, my goal for the course was to go through an entire book, which was maybe too ambitious. Yeah, we made it kicking and screaming. I pulled everybody through. We made
it
through.
Well, and also to give some context, I'm discovering that Dartmouth has really short...
Yeah, 10 weeks.
So, for 10 weeks, you're taking really long classes. It's like a two-hour class, and then you're also doing the work for... at a more traditional college, it would be over a couple months.
Yeah.
A few months.
But you take more courses. They only take three.
And here, so that's the difference, is it's like condensed courses, really intense. You're taking fewer of them as a student.
Yeah. So I pushed hard.
Hence, to get through an entire textbook is ambitious, nice work. You got from page one.
Some of the students enjoyed it. Some of the students said not so much. But we pushed and we made it through. And that was the whole thing.
What was the class?
It was the quantum physics of matter. I had the book here. I had to return it back to the physics library because I had a copy of the book, and it's this very old school textbook, no
mm-hmm.
color, everything black and white.
Wow.
And it's just
not interesting at all.
No, it's pretty interesting. He goes into a lot of details. The thing I didn't like about the book was that he goes into surface details. So we'll cover a chapter. We'll cover, like, I have a whole book on solid state physics. That's a whole book. And he covered it in like one chapter. So obviously he can't go into that much detail about things. So he goes to a lot of things.
Brushes over.
Yeah, and so the whole course was set up as a tour.
So trying to understand, like have concepts to take away, I suppose is the challenge as the instructor and as the student to like gloss over this and then like try and like, okay, well let me see.
It's a tour. That's the idea. Is that if you go to, I don't know, Los Angeles and you you only have 2 days there, right? You're going to see the whole city, ride on a tour bus.
Right.
You go out at night, and then you wake up in the morning and try to breakfast spot somebody said was good, and now you've seen the city. You did
you
a
did
tour.
What you could.
Yeah, you spot checked everything. There's, you've seen the main attractions.
Yeah,
that's the idea.
The surface tour, scratching.
Yeah, but you get to see everything. It's the high level.